Welcome to Local Exposure, a podcast about music and the greater Cincinnati scene. I'm Jim Nolan. Before we begin, a few orders of business. First, and most importantly, thank you for listening. Your interest in what's happening in local music is why we do what we do. And without your support, it wouldn't happen. Speaking of support, if you enjoy Local Exposure or some of the other programs and podcasts that you get from 91.7 WVXU, consider becoming a member of the station. Just visit WVXU.org and click on the big red button that says Donate. Your contribution of $1, $10, or even $100 helps us continue our mission of bringing you great, locally sourced radio and internet content. Lastly, I also want to say thanks to the many listeners who have reached out to us through email and social media. It means a lot. So if you have a comment, idea, or suggestion for the show, hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, or send me an email directly at jnolan@wvxu.org. Now, on with the show.
I was watching your giant hands, bending hooks and tying knots and opening cans of your favorite every night, till the overhead took on the outer light. Once I traded an amplifier, none of us were bright enough, and so you would hide on the back porch and fall asleep, counting on named stars above. How couldn't you weep? By distortion or a cut at glow, either way those memories kept a sickening hold. Seasons scurried by, got familiar with the weight of similar stars. But I never loved those high numbers, not enough to push me under, not enough to never look away. I'm sorry you flickered out, but I named one of those four stars you worried about. And he's gorgeous as evergreens, as sure as I was watching you, he's looking at me. So I'm nervous naturally, but that's just something in my blood I'm looking to clear.
I'm joined today by Dan Phillips, who performs under the name Zapruder Point. Dan, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about that first song you just played?
That's the newest song I've written, actually. It's the only song so far that I've both started and finished since the birth of my son almost 3 years ago. And it's about being a dad and having been a son at the same time and those kinds of things. You don't think you're going to write those kinds of songs when this happens, but then you just can't, you kind of can't help it. So that's what it's about. And that's sort of the anxiety that's sort of around that. And wondering, as you always do, whether you're doing a good job.
Well, yeah. You have this new EP called Stars and Specs. It's a 5-song EP you put out just recently. One thing I need to tell you, I guess, is that I predominantly listen to music in my car when I'm driving to and from work. And it was a really good opportunity for me because this year we had all these floods, which made my commute painfully long. So I got a lot of time to spend with this album and listen to it. And honestly, I listened to it a lot before I had read any of your notes or information about the song. And I was surprised, I guess, to realize just how personal some of these stories are. You are a semi-recent transplant to Cincinnati from Chicago. So tell me a little bit about what you did in Chicago and then what brought you to Cincinnati.
Well, the good news is that I actually have a job. I work from home and I'm allowed to work remotely both in Chicago and here. So that made the move itself sort of easy. Musically, I played solo. I also had a band that I kind of missed that was in Chicago. And, you know, I would just sort of self-release things. I'd actually been sort of not terribly active except for playing gigs. And now that I'm here, I want to play shows, but I'm more anxious to sort of release music. And I have a bit of it stockpiled from what I recorded in Chicago. And actually, this EP is that. I recorded those songs in Chicago right before I left. And this EP is obviously solo stuff, but I also had a band that I was really proud of. And in a panic in the last, you know, few months of Chicago, I was like, I got to record these, even if I'm not going to play shows of them after this. So hopefully over the year, I'm going to release those things too.
What was it that actually brought you to Cincinnati?
A lot of reasons. One is my son Archer, and living in Chicago, sort of having a hard time visualizing how school was going to work there. it's become sort of increasingly not affordable. Mm-hmm. So that was part of it. Also, my wife has kind of, you know, she was born and raised here and has deep roots here, and we have a family farm. Their family owns a farm, and that would be good for Archer. And it just seemed like a more feasible, you know, livable place. I do miss Chicago sometimes, but on the whole, I really kind of don't look back. Sure. Cincinnati's been really good, aside from the housing issues we discussed earlier. Cincinnati's been really great and walkable, and, you know, it's been pretty good.
And you live around the North Side area.
Yep.
How has Cincinnati embraced you? How has it welcomed you?
Neighbors in the neighborhood where I live have been really nice. The lady across the street from us roasts her own coffee and is constantly and has fallen in love with my son. She's sort of like a third grandmother. So that's been very welcoming. And our neighbors on the other side are super nice. And people that I just run into in the neighborhood give the friendly nod. You know, it's been generally welcoming just in terms of people I'd run into. I have a lot of acquaintances, and trying to push it into the friend level next. So,
and you said you wrote the majority of these songs when you were still in Chicago, and I guess that's the time your partner was pregnant with your son?
No, my son was adopted, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stars and Specs, the song, is a bit about the old-fashioned way and sort of how that doesn't work out for everybody. A little bit of a snapshot. I wrote that really quickly. It's not really much of a story song, but it is about sort of realizing that, you know, you might not be able to have a biological child, which is sad. But honestly, I'm not the most cosmic person in the world, but our experience with adoption was awesome. We have a really great kid, and our birth family is really awesome, and that went really, I know that doesn't happen for everybody, and I'm very lucky, but it went really well. And so it actually feels weird to put out this song that's about fretting about, you know, not being able to have a biological kid, because I actually don't fret about it. But then again, that's kind of why I write songs, to get the fretting, sort of exorcise the fretting of things.
Well, I was curious because I was going to ask you about how the, you know, 9 or 10 months leading up to, while I'm about to be a father, how that might have affected your songwriting. But I guess we'll take it to the other direction. How was it the suddenly, practically overnight, hey, now I'm a parent and I have a child in my life? How has that affected you personally and musically?
It's funny because there were a lot of strange parallels to, I mean, I know it's not the same at all, but like as being pregnant, but like the lead up to finding the birth family and all that, and getting your fingerprints taken and all this sort of weird, it's almost like becoming a U.S. citizen. You have to become fit enough to foster a child. So basically you become like this foster home for a while. And so there's a lot of red tape to go through. And in a weird way, it was very fraught with the what I imagine is a very similar sort of nervousness and excitement and anxiety. And but to answer your question, I had a lot of friends in Chicago who were also songwriters, and had also already had kids, and so I had a lot of, I was definitely the last in line among my friends to do it. So I would kind of check them and sort of see where their musical activity was, and I was encouraged because a lot of them stayed active and could sort of still play. And, you know, the two of the people in my band actually had kids, and you know, rehearsals were hard to schedule, but they were still active. The thing that affected me most, though, in terms of when Archer was born, that surprised me was I thought, oh, when I'm a parent, then I'll just have a lot of time to write songs, and I'll just kind of, I won't play out a lot. But it was the opposite. Writing slowed down to almost a crawl, but I could rehearse in front of my kid, mm-hmm. you know, and so I did that. And so I could stay, you know, pretty well rehearsed and play shows, but the writing just kind of dried up. I'm thinking he's going to be 3 in 10 days, and things seem to be loosening up and ideas are coming. So I think I'm going to start writing again. But that was the main thing. First 3 years, like, writing was just dead. There's sure. none of it. Well, yeah, so.
The first 3 years are tough.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Do you have a pretty musical household that he's grown up in?
Yeah. Right now it's pretty musical. We get a lot of CDs from the library, which is so, it's like double old school, library and CDs. But we just discovered that recently, how, you know, you get these weird jazz compilations and stuff, and we put them on. He's a big fan of Bread. I have like the Bread Greatest Hits vinyl.
Yeah.
And he's like, play Bread. A lot of Beatles. It's funny, I don't really whip out the guitar in front of him as much as I used to because it's complicated, just feng shui reasons. But I should probably do that again. And he has a kazoo and a little keyboard, and we'll rotate some more instruments in and probably get a jam started soon.
I was going to say, just have a big old jam session.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So you have been in Cincinnati long enough to kind of establish yourself musically. What types of places have you been playing, or what sort of venues have you been seeking out to play?
I've only played solo so far. I am playing with a band. I'm trying to get a band sort of stable so we could play places like the Comet maybe or Urban Artifact. I've just played solo at Listing Loon, and I'm playing there again on March 23rd, a Friday. And I've played at Rose Street Cafe, and that was a good show. More of an intimate kind of vibe. I would like to play at Urban Artifact. I really respect what they do. I saw Freedom Nicole Moore play there at a residency. Actually, I didn't see her because something happened to her drummer, and even though it was her residency, she played first, so I missed her set. But I saw Eddie Kwan, the violinist. Do you know him? Oh, he was amazing. I really liked that vibe at that place, and the Comet, and I've been to Motor Pub, although that seems like, since I'm new to town, I'm not sure if, you know, my numbers would be appealing to them. They seem like the more established sort of touring, bigger band kind of place, but it sounds great in there. So, yeah, those kinds of places.
Tell me just a little bit more about Stars and Specs and what actually went into the creation of this EP.
So I had this band in Chicago, and we were recording songs together, but then also I thought I'd make an album that would have those songs back to back with some solo songs. So I booked some time at a studio in Oak Park, and I recorded like 5 songs live, just me and my guitar. And then also I had a friend in a band called Mooner, and I recorded in his apartment, just on his laptop. And I just had these like little solo excursions. When I got all the songs together, you know, and I was just trying to think about how to release things. And the full band stuff was obviously going to take more work, more mastering and mixing and some more, and they still do. I thought, well, could I just put these solo songs out together? And yeah, and I put them together, and I found that they actually kind of worked well together. And I thought, well, this is an EP. I could just put this out. So that's kind of how that kind of came together.
So you still have some tracks yet to be released and some songs yet to be recorded, it sounds like. So you still have a lot of work.
Yeah.
To put out still.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm hoping to, with the full band stuff, there's some overdubs and mixing that needs to happen. And I have a twin brother who lives in Raleigh and knows like a million musicians there. And I think I'm going to send the tapes there and have him pull a couple musicians to do things like harmonica and some of the more ornamental things that still need to happen and mix it there.
So when someone comes to see Zapruder Point live, what do you think they will discover?
Well, as I told you earlier, I've figured out how to play guitar standing up, so I'm very excited about that. I won't be sitting down anymore. I don't know. Like, it just, you know, for a number of years, I didn't play out at all because I was very intimidated by it. I was just kind of just had, I don't know if it was stage fright or whatever, but it was just, you know, there were too many X factors and especially when I play solo, like some of the songs are pretty, pretty personal and sad and stuff, but I've managed to kind of let that go. So I think if someone comes to see me play a solo show anyway, you know, they should expect to see someone who's sort of who plays what they call sad bastard music, I guess. But you know, when I write the song, it's serious business. But I'm the older I get, the more I feel that playing them in front of people I'll come prepared. But it's not like I'm not going to be offended if you're talking while I'm playing and stuff like that.
One song that I would like you to play before we end in one that I'm really intrigued by is the song called Big Sister I Never Had. Tell me a little bit of the background of that song.
Well, that's a pretty old song, actually. I wrote that in the year 2000, probably. It's a long time ago. And I'm not really sure where the story of it came from. I have a twin brother and an older brother. I don't have a big sister. I've always been attracted to the idea of a big sister. And so I just started writing a song about having had a big sister, and it quickly turned into the music that she was turning me on to. And then so the song ended up being about music, really, and feeling sad about music in an old guy sort of, I try to not have it be in an old guy kind of way, but the way that you're connected to music when you're younger is so compelling, and so it's like oxygen, you really need it. And I think it was convenient to have this sister character to sort of wrap that all up in and have the affection for the music be actually sort of directed towards a person. And that was the idea of the story.
Well, this is Big Sister I Never Had by Zapruder Point. And happy birthday, Archer. Dan, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks.
And it's hard to believe that you always had a smile, when everything I pulled was a juvenile. Like you pulled me over when the others weren't around, saying listen to the sound, saying listen to the sound. But now you hit the search button on the radio, and it sounds an alarm, it's a pitiful. These songs so grand from hearts so small, it's like hearing nothing at all. And it's hard to believe that you'd ever let me hang with my flutter-ready chords, my crooked bangs. But you'd sneak me strolls when the rentals weren't around, saying with me you're allowed, now listen to the sound. Oh wow, nothing better than that first fam's tape, handed down when you had to graduate. And all that summer how it rang through the house, but things are way too quiet now. Grunge caught us with a brand new chest, went and traded up from the trouser price. Oh, I know I shouldn't care about the class of 93, but I miss your CDs, I miss you terribly. And I know I'd get more dates if I didn't date myself. Don't I know nothing I should never tell about how I plug myself into realistic phones. I close my eyes and you're still home.
My thanks to Dan Phillips of Zapruder Point for stopping by and sharing his story and a few songs with us. If you like what you've heard, you can find out more about Zapruder Point at zapruderpoint.bandcamp.com. Local Exposure is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and 91.7 WVXU. Today's episode was recorded and mixed by Josh Elstro and produced by me, Jim Nolan. We live on the internet at wvxu.org/lx. You can find more great local music stories when you subscribe to Local Exposure on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever it is you get your podcasts. And if you'd like to leave a comment or review on iTunes, that can help others find us too. I'd really appreciate it. Until next time.